Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, experience support for confident business makers.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is my Sage colleague, Anthony Sanchez. Anthony has been working in the software industry for almost 30 years and has worked on many different software applications. He did his undergraduate work at UC Santa Barbara and his postgraduate studies at the University of Dallas. With a deep experience in both desktop and cloud solutions, Anthony has worked on tax, accounting, and payment solutions with Intuit, Wolters Kluwer, JP Morgan Chase, and is presently the product manager for Sage Fixed Assets. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, Anthony Sanchez.
Hey, Ed. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first off, Anthony, why do you do what you do?
Well, you know, I've been in product for a long time, and really one of the most gratifying things that I get to do is make people's life easier through the solutions I've worked on. And so that's really what gets me going and what makes me happy when I hear customers saying, man, that product is so awesome. You know, it saves me so much time, so many headaches. And so pleasing customers, that's really what I do, what I do.
And I understand that there is a bill that has passed the House of Representatives in Washington, H.R. 7024. Tell me about that bill.
Yeah, all right. So this was a popular topic, taxes. And tax relief is super popular, right? And our politicians are trying to do something useful here. And so they've enacted a bill, H.R. 7024, Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act of 2024. This bill is designed to provide tax relief for both individuals and businesses. The bill was introduced on January 17th and made it through the House of Representatives really quickly. And it was sent over to the Senate on January 31st, where it has been sitting. Now, there are several parts of this bill. Some affect individuals and some affect businesses. And so I'm here representing my product, which is Sage Fixed Assets. And as such, the most relevant part of this bill relates to depreciation for businesses. So for businesses, basically, this bill extends a few provisions regarding depreciation. And one of the provisions is bonus depreciation. Normally, depreciation recovers the cost of asset over useful life of an asset. However, this bonus depreciation is pretty cool because it allows you to take 100% of the cost of the asset and expense it in the first year. And so, if this bill is passed, businesses are going to be able to take advantage of higher amounts of first-year depreciation, otherwise known as bonus depreciation, for tax purposes. And that means that they are going to be able to draw down their taxable income a little bit less and save on taxes by having more first-year depreciation than they would have otherwise had. Make sense?
It does. Is this a permanent change, or is this perhaps a temporary thing, or is it there a sunset provision to it? Anything like that?
Yeah. So again, this bonus depreciation, it was set to give 100% up until the last day of 2022. And so this bill is going to make bonus depreciation available again all the way through 2026, at which point it'll start to phase out, and you'll only be able to take 80% in year one, then 60, then 40, then 20, then 10. And so, yeah, it's going to be enacted, and it's going to benefit taxpayers for a while.
And when you say it will be enacted, so what is your prediction as to whether it will pass the Senate or not?
Yeah, and so, you know, there's been a lot of talk about this. And that's the question, right? Will this bill be passed? And so, as I mentioned, the House passed it really quickly, and that's a good sign. You know, there's a lot of support for the bill, and the advocates for the bill are pushing for this bill to be passed by March 15th. President Biden has said that this bill is a good thing for American workers and businesses, and he's committed to passing it. However, a Senate Finance Committee ranking member, he's from Idaho, and he's having some problems with the bill. You know, he has reservations about the child tax credit for individuals. And the bad part is because this bill is all wound up and it has this individual component and this business component, if the bill gets substantially changed, it means it has to go back to the House for another vote. And so, you know, there are some things that might happen. They may be able to make amendments where they can just change parts of the bill that wouldn't make it go back to the House before it gets voted on. But again, if anything is substantial, then it's going to have to require a rewrite. The other thing is that they could really do nothing. They could just sit on it and the thing is just going to expire. The good news is, like I say, there's advocates for it. President Biden says he likes it. And the IRS has said that they can implement the changes quickly. And so March 15th, that's just right around the corner. And so if we don't hear something from March 15th, by March 15th, then we'll see if it does just die or if there is further action that's going to be taken.
Well, this podcast is often listened to by people after the time that they're recorded and released. So we are speaking on March 4th of 2024. So certainly pay attention as to whether or not this got passed. But Anthony, let's assume it does get passed, at least the portion that's related to fixed assets. What's going to happen with regard to Sage fixed assets?
Yeah, so we released our tax update it was January 24th, and that included all the law that had passed up until then that was applicable. And so now, right after we released, that's when this bill got introduced and got passed. And so we are ready to respond quickly. And so as soon as that bill passes, the Senate votes on it and President Biden signs it as well, we're ready to make an update and we're committed to having a update out to our customers with these new changes within a 7 to 10 day window. So great news for anybody who's waiting on that. We got you covered and we will be delivering the updates as soon as they pass.
And Anthony, we have an exit question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
Oh, wow. You know, that's a good question because there's a lot. I had a social justice streak going through college and everything. And so I really like a couple of people. And I think it's Mother Teresa and Gandhi. Both of these people were just fantastic for what they've done and really just the amount of love that they have for human beings. And so, those are role models that any of us would be proud to stand by and be able to call them heroes and role models for us. And so it's one of those two probably.
And Anthony, how can somebody contact you?
Oh, wow. So anthony.sanchez@sage.com or antsan6 on Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter, is the right vocabulary, I guess. And so, yeah, look, reach out to me. Looking forward to meeting anybody who has any questions and would love to hear from you.
All right. Anthony Sanchez, my Sage colleague and product manager at Sage Fixed Assets. Thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
Thanks, Ed. Talk to you later.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.